Right, so as promised, the American Midwest has been gripped by Arctic temperatures and flights have been grounded. Schools and businesses are closed and residents are being encouraged to stay home in nearly a dozen states where overnight temperatures sank into the negative double digits. EWN's US correspondent Nadia Neofitu is standing by with us for an update. Nadia, good afternoon to you. What would be good morning where you are coming to us from? Some of these temperatures are just unimaginable. How are Americans coping?
Yeah, Joanne, good morning from here. It is freezing. It's minus 15 degrees here in New York, but in Chicago, it's reaching ridiculous minus 27 degrees Celsius. I can't even imagine. I mean, you just stand outside here in New York for 2 minutes and you're frozen absolutely, even if you're covered up in all the requisite beanies and scarves and gloves and things like that. It's just still not enough. So, I mean, we're seeing that even about 9 deaths have been connected to this because of it. It's this polar vortex that's spreading through the Midwest here in the U.S. And I've experienced this before in 2014, a similar kind of experience where everybody kind of learned, okay, what is this polar vortex? But we're seeing that Americans are being asked to stay indoors if you don't need to be somewhere. You know, schools are shutting down. Power stations are also asking customers not to, you know, use too much electricity because the demand on them is enormous at the moment. So even though the feel to the temperature itself is still, the real feel is even colder than what the weather system itself is saying.
Unbelievable. What is the actual cause of this freeze, Nadia?
Well, the polar vortex, as I've always understood it, it's this air mass that originated in the Arctic, and it comes through the Great Lakes and sends all these temperatures, air temperatures through, particularly the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan. That's where Chicago is, and that's where you're seeing these ridiculous pictures coming from Chicago with their lakes, or, you know, the lake over there and all of the actual city itself frozen over. And they are recording the highest temperatures there. I mean, at the airport, which most of the airports have been grounded as well, flights are not being able to take off. They had a record of minus 27 degrees Celsius. And before today, that was minus 12 was the record there that was set in 1985. So this is now, it's the kind of temperatures that you didn't expect to see this low. It is mind-boggling at the moment.
Well, just keep warm, Nadia, and safe. Thank you so much for bringing us that report. Live to us there from New York.